And back in the studio for our final half hour of today's broadcast of Musicians from Music Fest Northwest. Between now and noon, we'll hear from a couple pianists, a tenor saxophone player, a violinist, and a soprano. So we're looking forward to all of that. Again, I can't say it often enough to advocate for going to the concert tonight and Friday night, especially the concert tonight. Spokane Symphony on stage, Morihiko Nakahara, and seven brilliant performers playing their concertos with the Spokane Symphony, and may I say it again, in that free concert at the Fox. What an opportunity. Bring your family. It's a really great civic event, the excitement of these brilliant young performers, the beautiful music making, and so much more. Speaking of good music making, Eva Iannelli is at the piano. She is a fifth grader, 10-year-old pianist who goes to Libby Center, the second of our Libby Center people today, and that's pretty fun. She studies with Kai Feng and has for us a Tchaikovsky piece, a really evocative piece, subtitled The Witch, or as they say, Baba Yaga. This is pianist Eva Iannelli. Eva Iannelli evoking the witch, Baba Yaga, for us in that Tchaikovsky piece. Eva, do you kind of especially like to play piano pieces that have stories to them or have feelings or like that witch piece you just did?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and talk about that. Are you involved with stories and writing stories and all that stuff in your house?
I really do like writing and reading stories. It's just something I do quite a lot in my free time.
Yeah, does the rest of your family too involved in that?
A little.
A little bit, okay. And so you say free time because you do so many things. You do flute, you do ballet. Are they just simply all fun things that you get to do?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're not asked to choose yet, but are there, out of all the neat things you do, are there a few that are even more special?
I especially like playing flute.
Playing flute, okay. So how long have you been playing the flute?
About 8 months. I started in September.
Oh, okay. And you're real comfortable with that instrument and having a fine time. And you have a really nice band program at Libby Center, don't you?
Yes, we do.
You do kind of some imaginative things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make up any music on the flute ever?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine you would. Well, anyway, thank you. Thank you for that really great character-filled playing, Eva Iannelli. Thanks. Okay, we have a saxophone player. We should have had you getting in position, but that's okay because this is Hannah Hart. She is a 17-year-old saxophone player and 11th grade homeschooler, and she is involved with the Lilac City Homeschool Band, which is a neat thing that gives people really great playing opportunities. And her teacher and her accompanist, Mrs. Janine Graham, is also very involved with those with that organization and making sure that people have things to play together. Hannah Hart has for us a piece, an adagio and rondo by Sugeli. Let's hear the 17-year-old saxophone player, Hannah Hart.
Thank you.
Studio, Hannah Hart, 17-year-old saxophone player, playing the Adagio and Rondo by Sing Lee, joined by the pianist Janine Graham, who's sent other people, including her own children, to Music Fest Northwest and many wonderful music organizations around. So, was the saxophone the first musical instrument you started on?
Actually, no.
What?
Before I played the saxophone, I played clarinet.
Yeah, that's usually what they kind of have people to do. Do you still play clarinet, Sam?
Yes, I do.
But do you consider yourself primarily a saxophone player?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And so what is it about the saxophone that you especially love?
I love the tone. I love that you can play anything on it, basically.
So do you get to play in a jazz band, too? Have you been able to do some of that, too?
Yes, I have.
And do you play any of the other relatives? Do you play, this is a tenor sax, do you play alto sax also?
No.
So this is your saxophone that you play.
Yes.
Well, that's really neat. And talk about playing in the homeschool band. Does that work out pretty well for you?
Yes, it helps me a lot advance in my music skills.
Yeah. And what's the age range of the kids in that band? Kind of junior high and high school?
It usually ranges from 5th to 12th grade.
Okay, nice. Okay, well, thanks for the terrific sax playing. That was really great. Thanks, Hannah Hart, who is playing for us. Okay, at the piano, Rebecca Ross. She's a 15-year-old ninth grader from Central Valley High School and studies with Barbara Miller. And Rebecca has for us the first movement of a Haydn D major sonata. This is pianist Rebecca Ross.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rebecca. Stay around here. Rebecca Ross playing for us, first movement of a Haydn piano sonata. You know, Rebecca, as I hear you playing and see you playing, music seems like a really natural language for you. Can you say that it is?
It is. Yeah. Growing up, music has been a huge part of my life with my brothers and now me continuing. So it's I love music.
Lots and lots of music in your house,
yes,
isn't there?
Yes, all the time.
At all times. And so in addition to music, I gather you're not afraid of heights.
No, I do gymnastics and pole vault.
And I see. And that leads us beautifully into the most, so far, the most unique thing that we've ever seen on one of these forms. I want to be a roller coaster engineer when I grow up.
Yes.
So you must love roller coasters.
I love roller coasters and I love math and science. So I think it would be a great combination to be a roller coaster engineer.
Oh, that's great. So like when you go around the country or when you go anywhere, do you look up the local roller coaster to see how it is?
Yes, definitely.
So can you rate the different roller coasters that you've been on? Which is the scariest? Which is the funnest? All that?
I really actually like Silverwood a lot and Disneyland. The Tower of Terror is super fun. That's okay. One of my favorites.
Yeah, because Silverwood has, what, two or three, doesn't it?
I think it has, about two or three.
Yeah, so every time they build a new one, they have you there to be the critic of it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Cool. Well, what a neat combination. Well, imaginative girl doing a lot of things. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that was Rebecca Ross playing for us. And now we have a violinist. And so let's keep going. Performers from Music Fest Northwest, Eliana Suena. Suena. Eliana Suena is from Hermiston, Oregon, where she's a sixth grader, 12-year-old violinist who studies with Mayo Takamoto and has for us two movements, the second and third movements of a concertino by Kuchler. Let's enjoy the violinist Eliana Suena. Playing the violin?
7 years.
7 years, okay. What made you start it?
Well, my brother was playing violin, and I got to grow up hearing him practice, and I think what really kind of got me going on it is we went and heard a violinist, and it really got me excited about it.
You loved it. And tell me about your violin teacher.
She's very kind, and I know she really wants the best for me and my playing, and she's really fun to take from and really fun to learn.
Nice. And the good thing is that we didn't tell anybody before they heard you that you're playing with a cast on your left arm, so they didn't even have to be amazed, but now we can be amazed. That's a little tricky to move around, isn't it, to do that?
Yes, it's a lot harder.
And when you wrote down your other activities, you said you like to ride your horse and ride your bike. Did that cast come from either of those activities?
No.
Care to tell us how?
Huh?
Care to tell us how you broke your arm?
I fell in the dark.
Okay. Well, it's not as good a story maybe as falling off a horse, but still pretty good. And so, do you have a group you get to play in? Do you go to Pendleton or somewhere for an orchestra or what?
Currently, I'm not playing in an orchestra, but I would really like to join one.
Yeah, I hope you can do that. It's really lovely violin playing. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Eliana Suena, who played for us, a sixth grade violinist. Okay, we have a singer coming along here. I didn't get a chance to twist her arm. You don't have more than one thing on you. Do you have more than one tune available? We got the time, or do you want it?
I have two available.
Do you? Good. Sure, yeah. I mean, see, you're a regular, and so we don't have to coddle you at all. Melinda Wagstaff, who just came back from your first year at Eastman School of Music, right?
Second year
of Eastman. How time flies. Second year of Eastman School of Music. A wonderful singer that we've enjoyed for years here, joined by Greg Presley. And you said here you have Mozart, the Als Luisa. Is that what you want to start with? Or do you want to start with something else? Okay. Tell us what this song's about, and then go ahead.
This song is about a girl named Luisa, and she is burning the love letters from her boyfriend after she discovered that he was unfaithful.
There you go. Mozart's song, sung for us by Melinda Wagstaff. What else do you have?
I have Liebst du Schönheit by Clara Schumann.
Oh, perfect. Tell us about that and let's hear it.
I love the setting of this song. It's a text by Rückert, and basically the text is, if you're going to love for beauty, don't love me, you should just love the sun, because she has beautiful golden hair. And if you're going to love for treasure, you should love a mermaid, because they have all the pearls. But if you're going to love for love, then go ahead and love me.
Thank you.
Melinda Wagstaff with Greg Presley, the pianist. Two songs, one by Mozart and one by Clara Schumann. Wow, so 2 years you've been away at the Eastman School of Music.
Yes.
Are you where you should be?
I think so.
Yeah, tell me about this the voice study you have there and what you're learning at that amazing institution.
So Eastman has a really intensive voice program. We have acting classes every semester. Lots of really intense music theory classes, one of the most intense programs in the nation. But my favorite part is actually the foreign language program. As a freshman, you take Italian, and you also get to take a diction course in Italian to learn how to pronounce everything while you're singing properly. And then you do the same thing with German as a sophomore, which is what I just did. And then next year will be French.
Oh, wow. What a great course of study. Mm-hmm. And then I guess you hope that eventually you'll get cast into operas and little roles and big roles. And
yes,
all
hopefully
that stuff.
Eventually.
Yeah, because it's quite a large voice department, isn't it?
Yes,
with
it is.
A lot of great performers. And I remember you used to have a singing buddy around here, didn't you? Didn't you have a duet with one of your friends for
many
years?
Yes, Anna Noland.
Yeah.
She's in Wisconsin now doing music also.
Okay, that's great, and that's a... probably a great childhood memory of that, that you had to leave behind when you went there.
Yes.
Yeah, good deal. Melinda Wagstaff, thank you so much for coming back and singing for us each
thank
year.
Thank you.
We'll expect to see you every year. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Melinda Wagstaff concluding our performers for today. Thank you to all the performers. Thank you to all of the many great staff people we have here at Spokane Public Radio and the wonderful volunteers who are so beautifully keeping track of everybody. It takes a village, and so we thank everybody involved. Again, we will be doing this tomorrow and Friday, the same time, 10 to 12 each day. And again, I can't say enough, come to those two concerts tonight at 7:30 at the Fox and Friday night at 7:30 at the Fox. Another broadcast from Music Fest Northwest via the station, and certainly my thanks to Jim Tevenin for all the great sounds that you're able to hear. So back to the studio.